say that on the basis of the examination which he made of it, we come to some very unhappy conclusion. First, that the Chambay did not show any signs of weakening. In fact, if anything, his position is getting stronger. Well, the situation in Leopoldo is weakening. We don't see any real alternative to Abdullah in Leopoldo, but obviously the government has to be bolstered up and given some strength if they're not able to do anything. And we have to get a clear understanding that Abdullah is going to, if we give him support to strengthen his government, that he himself is going to play a less sticky way than he has along the lines that was quoted. The objective of it seems to us that we have to accomplish here is to bring about a kind of reintegration which still preserves the Chambay and Katanga because the leadership there is the alternative is not very good. But and gives him some measure of semi-autonomy, but does provide for the military power to be consolidated in Leopoldville rather than in Elizabethville. In other words, to eliminate most of the military forces that are at Chambay's command. Require Chambay to give up the pretensions of being an independent state, which provides for a decent and equitableization of the relatives. Beyond that, I think the constitutional arrangements that can be made can preserve a certain amount of semi-autonomy to Chambay. Now, in order to impose a solution of this kind, and I use the word impose because I think we've brought him beyond the point where this is unlikely to be done by persuasion, we have got to enable the UN to make a show of force which carries the conviction that consequences will be very grave for the Chambay and his colleagues unless they agree to what we're putting forth. And after a hard look at all the alternatives, we think that this can probably be accomplished only by an arrangement for some insertion of United States military power, hopefully not having to use it, but by putting a unit of combat planes, attack planes, in the Leopoldville is an evidence that we're really very serious about this, and this would be presumably under the UN Aegis reduction command problems, which we would have to sort out. As far as ground forces are concerned, with the strengthening that the central government forces are getting now, we think that if the air is taken care of, they can handle the ground with some direction. This is a hard decision to make, and it involves a lot of difficulties, but the alternatives are, it seems to us, in this situation, it's going to suggest an almost certain general mess with civil war, a chaos created, the chances of almost very likely chances of some kind of Soviet intervention in one form or another, whether it's heavy economic intervention or actual military intervention is something that nobody can tell. I think this paper states the alternative fairly well.
Okay, the question. What about this new thing yesterday notified U.S. as
well? This is a possibility, but we've been deceived so often that I don't think we should assume that this is going to work, although I think we should play it out, while at the same time laying very careful plans for the next step.
What about the question of whether the Constitution is shown to Chambay and
the Constitution is a document that is of 240 articles or something. It's just absolutely unwieldy for this situation. And to negotiate the Constitution with Chambay is a matter of years and not of days. I think we're going to try again to do. I think what we have to do is to impose a simple understanding which preserves some element of semi-autonomy, leaves him in command of the Katanga situation, because I don't think there's the alternatives in fact are any good. But deprive him of military force, deprive him of the right to be federal level, I think this, I can't say what his prospects are, but I, with the rep monies he's been able to command so far, I think one might not rule it out. But there's no way of bringing this about at the moment, and for us to attempt to do it because of the attitude toward Chambay of all the other African states, I think would be fishing in.
Probably two or three problems. One is that Chambay's reputation has not been destroyed in the United States, obviously. Secondly, that nobody really is aware of the dangers that we see of the communist alternatives to the PSD, that we have taken the pot of one African chief, you know, at all, against another African chief who is pretty well propagandized, neither one of whom are communist. And with no communist danger, we're involved ourselves in military action. Not to prevent a communist takeover, which would be supported, but that the unify a country, all the elements in this country who are some sympathetic profession or who for religious reasons or because of just propaganda, think that Trump is a savior. Also, of course, against the wishes of most of our European friends. That's a pretty stiff notion to put down. I don't know whether we
have to be de facto,
but I think just as a if we're putting them in there, not to